name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Christ is risen, truly is risen. And everybody is answering, and my beloved, and today we've already gotten to the third Sunday after the Pascha, and which we're celebrating the bearing women, and Joseph, and Nicodem, and those who have taken the body off the cross and buried Saint Joseph, put it in his coffin that he prepared for himself. And Nicodem was, I believe, he was the one that asked Pilate to give him the body. He was a secret pupil of the Lord. And my beloved, we're celebrating them today. We're remembering their good deeds to the Lord. We remember their love, and especially the meal-bearing women. You know, the meal-bearing women had loved him so much that they followed him all the time, and they have served him and tried to and probably feeding him and doing whatever they could to help our Lord in his sorrowful life on this earth. My beloved, and the meal-bearing women didn't run away like the apostles did. They stayed enough in the view of when the Lord was crucified, and when he was suffering on the cross, and they co-suffered with him all the time, and they cried out their hearts, and they knew, and they watched where the Lord was put into the tomb, and then they decided that they're going to come and bring a beautiful fragrant myrrh of different spices and anoint the body of the Lord. And they did it early in the morning before anybody would get up. And they came to the tomb, and it was, before they got there, they were wondering who's going to open them the tomb, because there was a big rock was put over it to close it so that nobody can get to them. And of course there was also soldiers there guarding the place, and the seal was put on the rock. And as they approached, all of a sudden they see that the rock is down, and they went in and looked, and they saw in the bright clothes, shiny clothes, angels sitting there, and they were weeping as they were approaching, and they, because they were going to see the body of the Lord, and they were going to, would love to anoint him. And my beloved, what happened is that the angel says, "Why are you crying, Father? And why do you come here with Mira to?" The Mira is for the dead. It's not for the alive. He is alive. He has resurrected himself. And go tell the disciples that he is resurrected. And my beloved, and they were the first. They were scared seeing him, and then, of course, the angel says, "Don't be afraid," and just tell the apostles. And another gospel writer says that the apostles and Peter, but don't forget, poor Peter had denounced Christ, and so at that time, and before he saw Christ again, before Christ had reinstated him, he was no longer the apostle. And so, my beloved, never get discouraged, even if you fall, because you can always can have the repentance, and you can, and the Lord can always reinstate you, because he is our God of love. And that's what he wants us to do, is to love him in return. He loves us and is willing to raise up every sinner, every person, no matter what he had done. He is willing to forgive him and give him a chance to make it, to go, to be able to go to the kingdom of heaven, to join all the heavenly dwellers. And my beloved, we know that our Lord has suffered so much for us. But why did he do it? Only for one reason, is to save us. He wants our salvation. He wants our salvation. Every one of us is there, his son or daughter or brother or sister, because he said so himself. He said for us to call his Father our Father. So if we call his father our father, we become his brothers and sisters. My beloved, come back. If you have strayed away from the Lord, come back to the Lord. He loves you so much that he died for you, and he suffered so much that he endured everything without lashing out at anybody. He could have destroyed the whole universe that he had created with one blink of an eye. He could have done it, but he didn't, because he loves us so much, and he didn't want us to be punished forever. He wants us to be alive, and he wants us to be rejoicing. And so if you are one of those who have lost the faith or have not really paid attention much of the gospel, I urge you and beg you, with the meal-bearing women and with the apostles, to get to the Lord, get to the gospel, start learning, start listening to it, and really believing that the Lord is your Savior. The Lord is the one that came to save you in particular, not just me and or your neighbor, but you. You say it. He came for me. He came for me. And let's have a little glimpse of the love that the meal-bearing women had. You know, the meal-bearing women actually became apostles to the apostles, as one of the bishops said quite a while ago, because they opened up to him the resurrection of the Lord. And first he appeared to Mary Magdalene, as you know, and the other meal-bearing women, and after they came and told the disciples. Now, in today's gospel, it said that they didn't believe him, but of course Peter and John did run to the grave and to look to the tomb to see if the Lord is there. And when they approached, and Peter was had thought about it, and St. John immediately believed in his resurrection. And we have to remember, and we have to truly to believe in his resurrection, and believe that we all are going to be resurrected. But then it's up to us if we have learned to love our Lord, if we have learned to study the scripture, because St. John Chrysostom says, unless we study the scripture, it says we cannot be saved. Why did he say that? Well, because if we are studying all kinds of books and news and the worldly books and everything else, and scientists and so on, and we don't study the scriptures, especially the New Testament and writings of the Holy Fathers, well, we have no guidance that we can adhere to. And of course, and if we don't pray, and then we close the gate to the Lord, so that he won't be able to come and abide in our heart. For he is willing to do that, and he sustains us all the time, my beloved. Without him, we have no life. Without him, not one of ourselves is able to live. Nothing. And then we cannot talk, we cannot see, and none of our organs will work, nothing, because God actually sustains everything. But he also wants to make his temple in our heart, but only if we open the door with love for him, and if we invite him, because he's not going to force himself on us. It's you know very well, even in a worldly way, when somebody, one person loves another person, but the other one doesn't love him or her, and then the one that loves him will not force himself on the one that doesn't love him. Well, even in the world it's like that, because they know that by force oneself on somebody that doesn't love you, you hurt him or her. And that's what the Lord feels, that he doesn't want to go and take us prisoners in our heart against our will. He wants us to have the love for Him and to welcome Him so that we will be able to rejoice in knowing that He abides in our heart. He made the temple out of our heart and out of our body because He sustains us and He loves us and He died for us. And that's what He wants us to do. So to be able to get close to Him, you and me have to say more often, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me, a sinner. Have mercy on me. God Almighty, have mercy on me. You are my joy, my love, my everything, my beloved, my Lord and God. And do not leave me. And let me feel your presence. And try to say little prayers as much as you can. And all that will help to get your heart to be thinking about the Lord and about the heavenly life, and not to worry too much about this life, for it is very quick, and quickly passes by. I'm already in the old age, and I look back, and it seems like it was just only yesterday I was a teenager or a little boy, and life passed by so quick, and we have to understand that. We have to learn to love our Lord and to be with Him and rejoice with the meal-bearing women and all those who believed the Lord and that He is the Savior and will be clinging to Him in this world and in the life after forever and ever, and always we be able to rejoice in our heart. Amen. Christ is risen. Truly He is risen.